You already. As I told you, this church is one church, but it is shared by so many different denominations. And the most powerful among them all is the Greek Orthodox. And then maybe the Catholic and the Armenians. And later is the Coptics and so on. So, after all, let's not forget, the tomb, wherever it was, it was sort of ruined in a way, but you don't care because it was empty, right? This is one thing that we all agree. It was empty. He wasn't there. The tombs were made, in this case, in some places in the cemetery, not everywhere, but in some places. Remember the other day when we looked at these little estuaries, right? And there were niches. Remember them? Okay, now the tomb were made that in the inner part, if I'll dig through here, right? In the inner part is where they will bury the dead. The outer part, let's say from half the way, they will have sort of a little, this is where the stone, the wheel-shaped stone will seal the tomb, okay? And there's still a little chapel here for the mourners. The mourners cannot stay with a smell, with the stink of the bodies, right? There to completely seal it, right? It is sealed, and the mourners were there. The mourners were going for the Sabbath. The Sabbath postpones the mourning. Even today, when somebody died, the Sabbath, you have to go back to the ordinary routine of the Sabbath and to forget about mourning through the Sabbath. This is a higher degree of holiness. Sunday morning, who was the first around here? Who came? Mary Magdalene. She came to the and she saw that the stone that sealed the tomb is rolled to the side and the tomb is empty. So basically, theoretically, you don't care what happened to the place because the tomb was empty anyhow. Ellen, the mother of Constantine, the emperor of Rome, in 350 said, but at least I want the world to commemorate what happened here by building this. But the tomb is not there anymore, and she builds this to mark the tomb, where the tomb was. And this is called the rotunda. This end of the tomb, and there is a line of maybe 200 people waiting around here to get in, and they don't let more than four at a time, or five. So this end of the tomb here, inside, all what it will show, the surface, which was the bottom of this ditch. You understand what I'm saying? The lower part of the niche in which the body was laid. And the other end, this end, from this side, it is in the ends of the Coptic monks. The Coptic monks are Egyptian monks, and they say that they, as a people, as a tribe, were the first to accept Christ as people, not as individuals, you know? And the Armenian claim that they were the first. So they have the concession to this other end. If you want to understand what a tomb looks like, come with me, we'll pass and look at that side, and I'll show you the tomb, and with this we'll end the video.